The God of creation has indeed claimed God's own from the beginning of time. How can any power or force in creation stand against God? In our reading this evening from Romans, Paul goes on to proclaim and question, "He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else?" The answer is present in Paul's proclamation that God did not withhold God's son, but gave him up for the sake of the world. To this end, Paul draws this section of the letter into a resounding doxology of praise to the sovereignty of God in Christ. In this, Paul is convinced and assures the first recipients in Rome and us today that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. As past and present have been areas of God's action on our behalf, so also is the future. Our portion of text from Romans has the immediate future in mind. In the immediate future, hardship remains for those in Christ. Paul lists various difficulties, most of which he has experienced himself, and then adds a psalm text to state the problem even more graphically. "For your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered." Suffering from garden variety hardship is indeed covered here, as well as suffering that comes as a result of faithfulness to God. Neither of these is elevated over the other, as if one were more or less difficult than the other. And while both threaten to separate us from the love of God, friends, neither can, and that's the good news. God and Christ are fully involved in the sufferings of the world, in and for the world. Without the present solidarity of God with humanity and the rest of creation, the future hope Paul speaks might be received by those suffering as so much pie in the sky. A promise, yes, but one of little use to those hungry now. Without the future hope, God's present involvement in the lives of the suffering might amount to little more than a feeble expression of the company that misery so loves. But with all these together, the actions of God, past, present, and future, on our behalf, testify to a fierce, compassionate love from which nothing in all creation can separate us. In Romans, the work of the triune God is put on display in a kaleidoscope vision of the coming turn of the ages. Jesus holds in himself the destiny of humanity and the cosmos as a whole, a purpose envisioned and enacted by God, and one that began through the Spirit, who has not only raised Jesus, but will also raise us. The powers at work in the world, powers of sin, that are greater than the sum of individual acts, arrayed against God's plan for human life and flourishing upon the earth. The resurrection of Jesus is God's great, "I don't think so," to the efforts of such forces to bring God's purposes for creation to naught. The one who began a good work in the world will see to the world's complete renewal. Through the abiding power and love of the resurrected Christ. This is the story of God's love. This is the story into which we are written as God's children. Amen.